with SRN News. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. President Biden is facing blowback on his threat to stop sending certain weapons to Israel if it invades the city of Rafah. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
The president's ultimatum was not well received by Israel, including from former ambassador to the United States, Dr. Michael Oren.
Potentially disastrous, extremely dangerous. Unfair.
But at the White House, National Security Spokesman John Kirby insisted on continued support from the U.S.
The arguments that somehow we're walking away from Israel fly in the face of the facts.
Meanwhile, more than two dozen House Democrats sent the White House a letter criticizing the Biden administration's withholding of weapons shipments to Israel. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Israel's leaders commemorated Memorial Day on Monday, a usually somber holiday that this year was almost entirely absorbed by the ongoing war in Gaza. Senator Lindsey Graham says now is not the time for the U.S. to hold back those weapons from Israel.
To abandon Israel under these circumstances would be outrageous. It would be.
He spoke out over the weekend on NBC's Meet the Press. Karen Chambas reports that the weekend brought devastating floods to Afghanistan.
Flash floods in northern Afghanistan have left hundreds dead and hundreds more missing. The UN Food Agency has estimated that unusually heavy seasonal rains in Afghanistan have left more than 300 people dead. Thousands of houses have been destroyed, most of them in the northern provinces of Baghlan, which bore the brunt of the deluges. The floods hit as Afghanistan is still reeling from a string of earthquakes at the beginning of the year, as well as severe flooding in March. Aid group Save the Children said about 600,000 people, half of them children, live in the five districts in Baghlan that have been severely impacted by the floods. I'm Karen Chamas.
This is SRN News. A new poll asks people of faith about abortion. Here's Michael Harrington.
It comes from the Public Religion Research Institute, and it reveals that the vast majority of those who adhere to some faith group think abortion should be legal all or most of the time. White evangelical Protestants are the only major religious cohort in which a majority opposes abortion, 72%. The poll reveals that even amongst black Protestants and Catholics of all ethnicities, large majorities support abortion. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The violence that's been spreading in Haiti is having another troubling side effect, and that's an increasing interest in voodoo. Adherents are seeking solace and protection from those violent gangs that have killed, sexually assaulted, and kidnapped thousands of people in recent years. Amid the spiraling chaos, a growing number of Haitians are visiting voodoo priests. The religion melds Catholicism with animist beliefs. This is SRN News. A group of Second World War soldiers who died shortly before Japan's official surrender have been awarded the Purple Heart Medals.
The families of five Hawaii men who served in a unit of Japanese language linguists during World War II have now received posthumous Purple Heart Medals on behalf of their loved ones nearly eight decades after the soldiers died in a plane crash in the final days of the conflict. They were among 31 men killed when their C-46 transport plane hit a cliff while attempting to land in Okinawa, Japan, on August 13, 1945. Army records indicate only two of the 31 ever received Purple Heart Medals, which the military awards to those wounded or killed during action against an enemy. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
You'll find more of these stories at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.